title of the message today is A Gathering Found Jesus. A Gathering Found Jesus. Amen. And let's open the book of Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 from verse 1. Let's read. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always day and night he was in the mountain and in the tomb, crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. Let's pause here. Have you read this story before? Are you familiar with this story? So, from this place that we read, I want to simplify this. Maybe I don't need to take too much time. Connect with this, because like I said, it's a partly message, a partly prayer, a partly deliverance. This man, a man of Gadara, a Gadarene, when Jesus came to this place, they now started to talk about this man. What happened to this man here? This man, they call him a crazy man, okay? A maniac, a demon-possessed man. But let's look at the life of this man from what we have read. Okay? Let's read verse 2. Can somebody read verse 2?
And when he was come out, we should immediately
do it,
out of the
tomb. Verse 4.
Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been pulled asunder by them, and the fetters broken.
Thank you. So, from here, this man, this crazy man, when we're talking about crazy, we're not talking about American English. When somebody misbehaves, the guy is crazy. We're not talking about that. We're talking about somebody that has lost his mind, somebody that was not normal. And they describe the situation of this man. This man was a man that was uncontrollable. In those days, you see a crazy person on the street, they probably naked themselves, they behave in an awkward way. You say, oh, this one is crazy. But this man we're talking about here, the man, a Gadarene, he was a different person. They said that nobody could tame him. They could not bind him with chains. And they have banded him with chains before. And he used his power, his force, to pull the chains into pieces. So nobody could tame him. Not only that, he could not live a normal life. He was living in the burial place, the burial ground. And not only that, they said that he was crying day and night, cutting himself. This man was an abnormal man who was taken over completely by demons. And the demons were tormenting his life. The man had no peace. The man was a prisoner in his own body, cutting himself. He could not even stand still. He had to be crying. He had to be cutting himself. And they said, when Jesus came to that part of the country, this man that had all the demons in the world and nobody could tame him, they could not bind him with chain, he ran to Jesus. He humbled himself, he submitted himself, and he worshipped Jesus. You understand what happened there? A man who was possessed by various kinds of demons. Because even when Jesus asked about his name, if you read verse 8, for he said to him, come out of the man, unclean spirit. Then he asked, I'm reading verse 9, he asked, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. The man was not possessed by only one single demon. You know, when you say, you demon of failure, I rebuke you, Jesus. You demon of backwardness, I rebuke you, Jesus. This one, it's a legion. You know, in those days, military, they call them battalion, legion. This is like maybe 1,000 people. In those days, Roman numerals, what do you call legion? Legion is like 1,000 or something. So, all compounded demon situations, demonic situations were attacking this man. And that was the reason why the man could not be chained. That's why chain, you know what they call chain? Irons could not bind him. He will use his force to put them in pieces. But when Jesus came, all those tormentations, all those forces, they had to bow for Jesus. This is where we are going. In the life of a person that might be under any form of influence, when Jesus is involved, that situation, we're not talking about you, because it's not the man that had a problem. The problem was not the man behind himself. It was the demon behind his problem. So when this man came to Jesus, all the spirit behind had to bow for Jesus. Aren't you glad that you're a child of God? Aren't you glad that you know this Jesus? Aren't you glad that you are sitting down in the presence of Jesus today? Because they call him a one that walks around, that does good. That is who Jesus is. So if Jesus, a man possessed by legions, could come to him, demons of any kind of name had to submit and became silent and quiet and was begging Jesus, that means I don't think any one of us have any complex situation like that man. And God forbid we don't have it in Jesus' name. Whatever it is, any situation it might be, any condition it might be, that may be harassing us. When we're talking about this thing, it's not about holiness. People can be holy, people can be pure, and still be tormented by the devil. This is not about maybe you committed. You say, no. We're not talking about that. The devil walks around attacking and harassing. Even when he cannot come directly to you, he may use circumstances around you to be attacking you. Have Jesus to set us free. The name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, is a strong tower. The righteous run to him and is saved. Amen. James chapter 4, verse 7. Are you familiar with the story of Jesus Christ when he was, after his 40 days of prayer and fasting? Right? What happened? The devil came to tempt him, right? And when Satan was tempting Jesus, Jesus responded like 3 times. The last time that Jesus responded, what did Jesus say? Get thee behind me, Satan. That is how you will be. This place that we read, James chapter 4, verse 7 said, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen? The Lord shall answer all our prayers in the name of Jesus. I want to teach us that we have authority as children of God to make the devil flee from us. And there are 3 things that have to be involved. The first of them is what we have just read in James chapter 4, verse 7. Well, the first part of that statement is submit yourself to God. Amen? You see, everybody, although let me say everybody, but most people mention the name of Jesus when they are praying. That's why we pray, right? They say the name of Jesus. But not every time that people pray that they get an answer. Because they use the name of Jesus, like God said, that they are attracted to me, they are closer to me with their lips, then their hearts are far away from me. When you submit yourself to God, then your prayer will have weight. Authority will go with your word, because you are someone that your mind is submitted to God. Right? So don't let us get carried away with the latter part that says, rebuke the devil and he shall flee from you. Yes! If you rebuke the devil will run from you. But you must, first of all, submit yourself to God. Hallelujah! The Bible says the prayer of a righteous man avails much. Okay? The prayer of a righteous man does a lot of work. That's what the Bible says. And this place that we read, it says, submit yourself to God, rebuke the devil, and he will flee from you.